I'm exhausted. Turn out the lights and come to bed.
Right this minute, sweetheart. As soon as I open the window for some fresh air. Sweetheart, come here and look.
Come here and look at what?
Mrs. Kravitz is outside in her nightclothes trying to hitchhike.
Mm-hmm. Come to bed.
Doesn't that strike you as unusual?
Not for Mrs. Kravitz. Besides, you shouldn't get involved.
Oh, sweetheart, please. Look at her waiting out there. She looks so forlorn. Sweetheart, she's our neighbor. The least we can do is find out what her problem is. Isn't it?
No.
Why not?
I've learned from experience, when you set out to do the least you can do, you wind up doing the most you can do.
You want to give me that once more? And try it in English.
In two words, butt out.
Sweetheart, you're a cruel heart. Yoo-hoo! Mrs. Kravitz? Mrs. Kravitz, I don't mean to be a busybody, but what are you doing?
I'm doing something I've always wanted to do. I'm deserting my husband.
Just like that? In the middle of the night?
Hmm? Yep. After 22 years of marriage, I've had it.
Where are you going?
Tonight to a hotel, tomorrow to Mexico for a quickie divorce. I wanted a phone for a taxi, but Abner wouldn't let me.
Because he loves you and needs you.
Because it's a toll call.
Sam, come on inside. You'll catch pneumonia.
Mrs. Kravitz, wouldn't it be simpler if you spent the night in our guest room?
Gee, I don't know. Strange things seem to happen over there.
Well, you can always look at it as any port in a storm.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thanks.
Sweetheart, Mrs. Kravitz is going to spend the night with us.
Wonderful.
That I know of. Our company is our neighbor, Mrs. Kravitz.
How long is she going to be our company?
Until after breakfast. Just until after breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Kravitz.
Hello, Mrs. Kravitz.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Mrs. Kravitz, did you lie awake all night tossing and turning?
I should say not. I slept like a top. Not listening to Abner snore was a refreshing change of pace. Orange juice?
Yes, don't you like it?
Well, I generally start with a tall glass of wheat germ oil.
Sorry, we don't carry it.
A proper nutrition is the key to vitality.
Of course.
The human body can take just so much abuse. Each of us owes it to a system to nourish it as nature intended. I've told that to Abner every morning of our married life. I say, Abner, you are not trying to maintain a garbage dump. You are trying to maintain a human body. I say, one of these days, that body will strike back at you. And do you know what he does?
Well, what does he do?
He hides behind his newspaper as if I was a nag.
Time to go to work.
Bye, honey. Goodbye, little honey.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, Mrs. Kravitz. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Sam, I know I didn't finish my breakfast, but I just had to get out of there.
Well, you could have thought of a better exit line than goodbye, Mrs. Kravitz. Have a nice flight.
What's wrong with that?
That's inviting her to leave.
That's just what I had in mind.
You want her to leave her husband?
I want her to leave our house. If she wants to leave her husband, that's her business.
But she doesn't want to leave her husband. I'll bet that deep down they're very much in love. It's merely a matter of bringing them to their senses.
Fine. You do that. All I ask is that you do it before I get home tonight.
Hello, Abner. This is Gladys. Gladys Kravitz. Soon to assume my maiden name of Gruber. I'm across the street at Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. 5 o'clock this afternoon. I just called to tell you that I want the house, the car, and the bank account. You can keep the mining stock. Well, you never know when they might find something. And if they find something, I want that too. Yes, that's all I've got to say. What have you got to say? Well, as they say in Mexico, adios.
Did he plead with you to come back to him?
No. He said, happy landing.
Well, at least that's a start.
Hi, Mr. Kravitz. What's new?
Not much, Mr. Stevens. What's new with you?
I hate the thing.
Sam? Oh, Sam.
Hi there, sweetheart. How are you?
Hungry.
Oh.
What's for dinner?
Alfalfa soup. Organic vegetable loaf. And kumquat pudding.
Does that menu mean what I think it means?
What's that?
That Mrs. Kravitz is still our house guest.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant. You thought it meant. Oh, yes, yes, she's still here. And to show her gratitude for our hospitality, she surprised me by cooking dinner.
Well, I'll surprise her by taking my wife and daughter out for pizza. Get your coat.
Oh, honey, you can't do that. It'll hurt her feelings.
Better her feelings than my stomach. Why didn't she go to Mexico?
I talked her out of it.
Congratulations.
Well, honey, we were just giving Mr. Kravitz time to get lonesome.
I just saw Mr. Kravitz mowing his lawn. He didn't look lonesome to me.
Well, just wait. Just wait. He'll weaken tonight.
And if he doesn't?
We'll go over there and weaken him?
You'll go over and weaken him. I'm staying neutral.
How did you enjoy your dinner, Mr. Stevens?
Oh, it was highly original.
Well, I tried to strike a perfect balance between proteins and minerals.
And you succeeded admirably.
I find that organic vegetable loaf and kumquat pudding are very compatible.
Samantha, aren't you supposed to visit one of our neighbors?
What?
One of our neighbors.
Oh, yes, of course. I promised Mrs. Rich that I'd run over and look at her new dining room table. I'll be back in a minute.
I regard the human body as a furnace, and I regard food as what we stoke it with.
Okay, you've got the big action. What are you going to
hold? No, I'm not holding anything. I got him.
Oh, the weather hurt again. A straight line.
I never seen anything like it.
Who could that be?
Get your money.
All right.
Hi.
Good evening, Mr. Kravitz. I came to talk to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be alone and lonely.
May I present my poker-playing associates? Charlie, Fred, Al, and Dave.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to be enchanted.
Hello, Blondie. You're just what this party needs, a little female pulchritude.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Hey, Abney, you devil, you. Hey, listen, she's a lot cuter than Gladys.
Yeah, you're cuter than Gladys.
I didn't come here to play poker. I came to reunite you with the woman you love.
You're wasting your time. Sophia Loren doesn't want it.
Gentlemen. In my opinion, the disintegration of a marriage is no laughing matter.
All right, men, hold the laughter.
Mr. Kravitz, do you honestly believe that after 22 years you can get along without your wife?
I'm not sure, but I plan to give it a tremendous effort.
You'll fail. Look at this room, and one day look what a mess it is.
I know, not a health food in sight.
That's true.
Just cold cuts and beer.
Oh, may I fix your loveliness a pastrami sandwich?
No, thank you. Mr. Kravitz, I'm very disappointed in you.
Why? I'm winning.
You're hopeless. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, listen, the beauty parade is over.
All right, let's give him up.
Darling, what? You call the game. All right.
Well, did you weaken him?
Exactly.
Well, you better do something fast. Because if your house guest doesn't get out of here soon, your husband will.
Oh, I'm glad you're back. I made us a special treat.
What are they? Organic meatballs?
They're soybean brownies.
Oh, goody.
Yes, dear. Mrs. Kravitz is still our company.
Good morning. I'm taking my Saturday morning facial. Is that wheat germ oil?
Huh? Oh, yes. Eat your breakfast, Tabitha.
I'm all finished.
Well, all right, sweetheart. You running out and play.
I'll drink this in 2 minutes after my skin loosens.
When did you get the wheat germ oil?
Yesterday. You want some?
No, thanks. How much did you buy? Enough to last for 6 months?
Oh, now, sweetheart, don't be sarcastic. I have decided that Mrs. Kravitz is going back to her husband today.
You've decided?
Yeah, because somehow I get the idea that she's beginning to bug you.
Somehow, I'm glad you noticed.
Of course, to solve the problem, I'll have to use a little,
Witchcraft?
It would be expedient.
Sam, why is it that all of your goofs have to be solved by witchcraft? What's wrong with a little ingenuity? A little mortal logic? I'd even settle for a little female sneakiness.
All those things take time.
I don't care. The rule of this household is that voodoo is forbidden.
This is my mud pack. It opens up my paws.
And she is the exception that makes that rule a rule.
You're saying that now it's all right for me to use voodoo?
Sam, we're desperate.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do?
I thought I'd try the old jealousy approach.
To make her jealous of him or him jealous of her?
Him of her. Mm-hmm. So that he'd come and beg her for another chance.
I see. Have you selected your poor innocent victim yet?
Mr. Leon Hoggersdorf, your friendly neighborhood butcher. Mrs. Kravitz once told me she thought he looked like Henry Fonda. So I'll make him Fonda Mrs. Kravitz.
Do you have to go to the butcher shop?
No, I can do it long distance. Leon Hoggersdorf, forget your habits. Find your dream girl in Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, Mr. Hoggersdorf, add 2 pounds of hamburger.
That's 6 nice lamb chops and 2 pounds. Harry, will you take Mrs. Kelly's order? I have to leave.
Did it work?
I hope so.
How fast will he get here?
As fast as he can drive. Here he is.
I thought you said he looked like Henry Fonda.
I said Mrs. Kravitz thought he looked like Henry Fonda. Up until yesterday, she thought Abner looked like Cary Grant.
Say, I wonder who that could be.
Hello, Mrs. Stevens.
Oh, Mr. Hoggersdorf, what a pleasant surprise.
Is Mrs. Kravitz here?
As a matter of fact, she is.
For some strange reason, I just have to see her.
Mrs. Kravitz, look who's here. Since when do you deliver?
I don't. I mean, I don't deliver meat, but I do deliver flowers.
They're beautiful. What are they?
I don't know. The florist didn't tell me. When did I go to the florist?
Mr. Hoggersdorf, you remember my husband, don't you?
Oh, sure. Nice to see you.
Likewise.
My butcher, who looks like Henry Fonda, brought me flowers.
I see.
How come?
Because I... That's a good question. Because I heard you and your husband have separated, and I hope flowers might soothe a difficult period of transition. Why am I talking so formal?
I don't know, but I like the way it sounds.
I also had the selfish motive of wanting to be first in line.
First in line for what?
For when you are ready to begin dating other men.
My butcher wants to date me.
I heard.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll put these in my boudoir.
Is it hot in here?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I must be coming down with Asiatic flu.
Oh.
how does this make Mr. Kravitz jealous if he isn't here?
Oh, he'll be here. Mr. Hagersdorf, are you all right?
I don't think so.
Excuse me.
May I please have a six-pack of cold beer?
I beg your pardon?
Oh. That's funny. I thought I was going to the liquor store.
Him too?
Well, as long as you're here, come on in.
Hello, Gladys.
You're too late.
Mr. Abner Kravitz, have you met Mr. Leon Hagersdorf?
Sure, I spent many happy hours haggling with him.
Kravitz, you might as well know now, I'm madly in love with your wife.
Who said that?
Really?
You must be kidding.
I've been in love with her since the first day she walked into my shop and asked if my chickens were healthy.
How come you never told me?
I knew you were married.
She still is. Come on, Mr. Kravitz, stand up for your rights.
Who, me?
Say that Mrs. Kravitz belongs to you. She always has and she always will.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not be hasty.
Mr. Kravitz, aren't you jealous?
Yes, but I'll get over it. I bear no hard feelings for your total ingratitude.
My ingratitude for what?
For all that I've done for you for the 22 years of sacrifice.
You talk about sacrifice? You don't know what sacrifice is. Why do you think I put up my hair in curlers and do beauty angles and take facials and do exercises?
Because you like to torment me.
Wrong. To make myself attractive to you. Oh, I admit I might be fighting a losing battle, but at least I try. Just like I try to take care of you. I regard the human body as a furnace, and I regard the food that you put in it.
Mrs. Kravitz, aren't you digressing? Isn't the point you're making that your motive is love?
Yes. At least it used to be.
Still is, isn't it?
Is it, Gladys?
Why? What difference would it make?
I'll show you after you tell me. Is your motive still love?
Yes. It's combined with a little hatred, but yes.
Okay, fella. Get out of here before my wife and I decide to buy our chickens elsewhere.
I hope you get over me.
Shall we go home, my darling?
Anything you say, honey bunch. I'll pick up my things later.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Kravitz, Mr. Kravitz.
Bye.
Bye. Nice going. For a while, I thought you struck out.
Yeah, well, so did I. Because the only spell I put on Mr. Kravitz was to get him to come over here.
Then everything he and Mrs. Kravitz said was unassisted?
Straight from their hearts. You know what that proves?
What?
It proves that the only thing stronger than witchcraft is love.
I know. I'd stake my marriage on it.